Good morning. It's April 2nd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audio companion to the book of the same name. This morning's topic is ingenuity. Never tell people how to do things. Tell them what to do, and they will surprise you with their ingenuity. General George S. Patton. My 5-year-old granddaughter, no wait, 6-year-old granddaughter, Allie, had her birthday yesterday. Remember your birthdays when you were a kid? Remember your own kids' birthdays when they were little? Well, a viral pandemic reaches its ugly tentacles into every single tiny crack of our lives. And on her birthday in 2020, that's what was happening. It reminds me of the pyracantha that I once had to strip from our brick walls growing up in Tulsa. It latched onto every little crevice, and when you went to pull it out, it made every effort to impale you with its razor-sharp thorns. Well, needless to say, there was no birthday get-together party for little Allie in 2020. The virus saw to that. But there's an extensive school, neighborhood Facebook presence in Prosper, Texas, and a bunch of moms decided this particular viral incursion would simply not go unanswered. So my daughter knew when to take Allie out in front of the house at the designated time and watch the parade of cars drive by with happy birthday signs, balloons, and blaring the birthday song out the windows. My 31-year-old niece, who works for Facebook and lives in the stricken Bay Area, had a Zoom party for at least 20, as I scrolled the live feeds on my MacBook. We've all seen videos that bring tears to our eyes, of weddings in the backyard with only parents and preacher, and then a parade of 100 cars of well-wishers passing slowly by the house as the newlyweds came out the front door to head for their car. Our church, life group, and office have all been meeting for weeks using Zoom and our laptops. My brother and I both attended Rice University in Houston as undergraduates. Today, I received an email from my brother with a link to an article about a 22-year-old Rice University engineering student who whipped together a ventilator for less than $20 using existing Ambu bags and will be mass-produced as early as next week. Remember, this was written in April of 2020. There's an old Platonic expression my grandparents used to use constantly. Necessity is the mother of invention. Even in 380 BC, when it first appeared in Plato's Republic, the ingenuity of man, when faced with adversity, was known as one of our species' defining characteristics. Why is that the case? Because whether you believe in the literal creation story or an evolution guided by our Creator, somebody made us humans really smart. The Bible is full of stories of man's ingenuity. Ruth 3:1-18, 1 Kings 3:16-18, Joshua 8, etc. God wants us to love Him. How? With all our heart, soul, and mind. We've said it before, but as the Westminster Catechism clarifies for us, the chief end of man is to glorify God. Scripture tells us over and over again exactly how to do that. We do it by loving God and by loving our neighbor. Matthew 22:36. It is remarkably just that simple. When circumstances get you down, especially when you think everything's literally going to hell in a handbasket, another favorite expression of my grandparents, remember what magnificent creatures God has made man to be. Man is one of the weakest, slowest mammals with the least powerful senses. Yet, in the midst of a pandemic, who's going to help you get through to the end? Is it true that it's all going to be okay? You can bet it is, because there are literally hundreds of millions of people, all of whom are worried and scared just like you are, but they are all imago Dei, made in the image of God. God said, "Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Genesis 1:26. Trust me, I have a biology degree. That includes coronavirus 19, the creepy little bug. Mankind is well equal to the task and more equipped than ever technologically, even if transiently short on toilet paper and ventilators. When 22-year-olds can design a functioning ventilator on the workbench in their college laboratory in a matter of days, and people can figure out ways to get together for celebrations and worship without, well, getting together, then just give it a few weeks. Do what you can to help. then you're going to see the glory of God like never before, when we not only defeat a virus, but make the world a more loving place, where hugs are finally recognized for their value. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. How blessed are we that you saw fit to make us in your image, unlike all the creatures of the world. Thank you that you've given us a mind creative enough to both love you and solve any problem thrown our way. There are no problems, only solutions waiting to be found. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.